Thank you so much. I'd like to also thank you to Acolyte this morning, especially Greg and Dave and lay leader Loretta, ushers and greeters, head usher Matt. I mean, they are ever faithful people. Awesome. Thank you to all. All right, let me begin with a humor, actually, supposed to be humor, I don't know, we'll see. Following a Sunday morning service, a man said to his friend, "I bet you cannot recite the Lord's Prayer." The friend said, "Yes, I can. I can recite the Lord's Prayer. Let me do it. Now I lay my down to sleep. I pray to the Lord my soul to keep." Said the first man, said, "Wow," stunned, and said, "I was sure you wouldn't know it." Nothing is more basic to the Christian life than prayer. Our Lord Jesus himself teaches his disciples and all the followers, including us, how to pray through this Lord's Prayer. John Wesley proclaimed regarding the Lord's Prayer, he said, quote, "This prayer, uttered from the heart and in its true and full meaning, is indeed the badge of a real Christian," unquote. This morning's gospel text from Luke is the passage many of you are familiar with. Through this passage of Luke, Jesus teaches his disciples then and us today how to pray. There are three parts of this Luke passage: the Lord's Prayer, the parable of the friend at midnight, and teaching on prayer. I'd like to share with you the three most important words in prayer from this passage, based on this Luke passage. The first word is, if you pay attention, you can follow me with this fill-in-the-blank sermon note. Number one, starting with D, right? Daily. This word is from Lord's Prayer. Give us each day, our, what kind of bread? Daily bread. It's not a yearly or weekly or occasional or monthly bread, but daily breads. This bread can be literal bread, generally physical food and other provisions to sustain our lives. However, in here, Jesus is talking about our spiritual food that we must have every day. So having daily bread actually means our relationship with God. Just as we can sustain our everyday life by consuming food regularly, at least three times a day, we must depend on God, our everyday spiritual life. St. Francis de Sales once said, quote, "Every one of us needs half an hour of prayer each day, except when we are busy, then we need an hour." Of course, his guidance on how long we should pray seems to be a profound wisdom. However, I believe it does not matter how long, how many hours or minutes you should set aside for prayer time. It matters that you need to engage in a meaningful time with God. Depending on each person, your time can be long or can be short, as long as you can enjoy an ongoing, daily, quality time with God. The foundation of prayer is personal relationship with God as our Heavenly Father. You and your Heavenly Father. Yes, prayer is relationship. Prayer is your personal, intimate, and spiritual journey with God. It's got to be done every day, not occasionally or whenever convenient or so. So, daily spiritual discipline needs to be practiced intentionally, joyfully, and fruitfully, always. We human beings have to consume food at least 3 times a day in order to sustain our body and to live. That's why most early Christians memorized and recited the Lord's Prayer 3 times a day and every day. The Lord's Prayer also includes more than our daily bread. Verse 4 says, "And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial." Every day we ask God for forgiveness. According to the traditional Lord's Prayer, we pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgiveness is the cornerstone of our relationship with God. Asking God for forgiveness and to forgive others should be done always without delays. We are blessed to have this perfect relationship with God. And this relationship is based on love, forgiveness, and reconciliation, every day and always. And we also pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Regardless of our unpredictable situations or constant change of mood, we are being exposed to all kind of temptation and in need of being delivered from evil. We have this caring and loving Father who takes care of us always. Yes, the word "daily" reminds us of our relationship with God. Number 2, persistence. This word persistence is from the parable of the friend at midnight. You all know this story, this parable. This interesting parable teaches us the importance of persistence in prayer. Verse 8 says, "Because he's his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and get him whatever he needs." Jesus urges us not to give up while praying. Persistence, perseverance, and endurance in prayer should be our normal attitude while not being frustrated. Do not give up what you are praying for. Jesus' encouragement continues in the next verse, verse 9. "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you." The word of Christ does not apply to only few selected people. It applies to you, each and every one of you. Everyone. Verse 10, "For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." God answers your prayers always, 100%, I guarantee. I remember someone said there are God's 4 answers in every prayer. If the request is wrong, God says no. Okay, that's the answer. Okay? If the timing is wrong, God says slow. If you are wrong, God says grow. But if the request is right, the timing is right, and you are right, God says go. God always answers your prayers. God loves you more than you can imagine. God knows you better than you do. God listens to your prayer and will give you the best answer. You just don't give up. You've got to be persistent. Trust in God's faithfulness and mercy. God would never give you a snake or a scorpion because you are God's precious children. Yeah. The word persistence is a reminder of God's love and faithfulness, especially in your prayer. Number three, the H, right? Blank, blank. The Holy Spirit, of course. Verse 13 would be the concluding verse for this prayer passage. Verse 13, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Interestingly, Matthew 7:11 records the same verse. Well, almost the same. It says, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? Can you see the difference here? Right? While the Matthew says good things, Luke says the Holy Spirit. Of course, God has given us everything in life, plus many more. And we are grateful. The best of the best gifts from God, the best of all these good things, would be the Holy Spirit. And this spiritual gift, should be the ultimate outcome of your prayer, everyday prayer. Prayer is not a mere supplication of asking God for things. This guy was praying aloud, give me a bike, God, I need a bike. And mom says, why do you pray so loud? And this boy says, well, so that my grandpa can hear it. So we always pray. When we say prayer, we always ask God for something. Give me something. Give me that, this. Prayer is not a conditional or a mutual trade with God. Prayer should be a spiritual channel of your relationship with God. The purpose and goal of your prayer should be your spirit-filled, spirit-led, spirit-guided life in life. Even though you are trying to be faithful and praying a lot and why things are not going well or as expected or as planned, why are we feeling unhappy and feeling empty? In most cases, we are praying for everything or every person to be changed. We pray for things to be changed always. I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, God can change everything, right? That's why if we focus too much on other things, other people to be changed, we end up frustrated or disappointed in many cases because nothing is changing. You realize that you cannot change anybody, not even your spouse or your children. However, when you engage in prayer, genuine and truthful, sincere prayer, with the help of the Holy Spirit, prayer changes you. Prayer truly changes you who pray. your perspectives, your philosophies of life, or your values, or whatever your own, through genuine prayer, by coming to God's presence, can be transformed to follow God's ways rather than keeping your own. After all, prayer is not your one-way talking to God. Rather, prayer is a time you listen to God more. The book entitled Five Marks of a Methodist, written by Steve Harper, is an excellent book for a Methodist, also for any Christian. According to the book, one of the marks of a Methodist is a Methodist prays constantly. In the book, the author emphasizes that, quote, "The key element in prayer is not what we say to God, but rather what God says to us," unquote. My sisters and brothers in Christ, throughout the life of Jesus, Jesus showed us his prayer-filled life. He always prayed. He prayed before his ministry, at the baptism, before choosing the disciples, before facing the crucifixion, and even on the cross. At the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed really, really hard. But his mother's prayer was always clear, following God's will rather than my will. Luke 22:42 says, "Father," Jesus is praying, "if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Therefore, in times of prayer, let us always remember three most important words. Could be something else too. That's my three most important words: daily, consistency, and the Holy Spirit. No wonder Apostle Paul also urges us in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Praying continually is one of the God's wills, yes. One of my favorite hymns is 393, Spirit of the Living God. I'd like to invite you to join me singing this hymn. Of course, we're going to sing something else afterwards. But this can be done in probably, if you know this song, probably, I think it is F chord. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's all stand and sing hymn number 405, "Seek Ye First."